Hello, welcome to the Over a Cup podcast. I'm your host, Tara Cole. This podcast is for moms who feel too busy, distracted, and tired to spend time with Jesus, much less help their kids do the same. As moms, one of our biggest goals is to see our kids get to heaven, but we can't introduce them to a God we don't know ourselves. But between drop-off and pick-up lines, practices, and activities, when are we to find the time? There is hope. This podcast will help you feel encouraged, inspired, and equipped to fight distractions and find the time to spend with Jesus. Thank you so much for being here with me. Pour yourself a cup as we learn how to focus on Jesus together. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Over a Cup podcast. I don't know about you, but my schedule this month is insane. I looked at it recently because at the beginning of each month, I sit down and go through all my kids' schedules, their school schedules, their band schedules, their sports schedules, church schedules, all the things, and I put it all on one calendar and color code it for each family member so I know who needs to be where, when. And we actually have something to do every single day this month, if not multiple things to do every single day this month. So I am feeling really overwhelmed by my schedule. And when I'm feeling that busy, then Satan can trick me into thinking that I don't have time for God. When I look at my schedule, it looks like I don't have time for anything extra in my day. And he's really trying to distract me. He tries to say, no, you need to use that time for something else. Or no, you are far too busy to spend time with God. But as we read in our monthly reading this month in John 5 through 8, we find out that just isn't true. Instead, in John 6, 32 through 40, and then 47 through 51, it talks about Jesus being our bread of life. So that's going to be our key verses this month, is that we're going to look in on John 6 specifically. So let me read through those verses for you, and then I'll show you what I mean. In John 6, 32 through 40, and then 47 through 51, it says, Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said, sir, give us this bread always. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. But as I told you, you've seen me, yet you do not believe. Everyone the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me will never be cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of those he has given me, but should raise them up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Truly I tell you, anyone who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. Now, these verses in John can be a little bit confusing if you are not familiar with the Bible stories or what's going on here, what Jesus is referring to. So as we use the look method to kind of break down these verses, and again, the look method, it is in chapter 6 of my book, Abide. If you have that book, it gives you more details about that. I also have some YouTube videos on it that I can link here for you in the show notes. But just a quick rundown. L is listen to the word and what it says. You might hone in on a verse is what we're going to do now. The first O is observe what's going on. The second O is open your heart to God in worship and prayer. And then the K is keep. What can you learn from this that will stick with you as you go throughout the day? So we're going to focus in on the verse 35 of chapter 6. It says, I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. And so looking at this verse, the people were coming to Jesus because in the previous chapters, he had just fed the 5,000, which is one of my favorite stories in the whole Bible. It's where Jesus feeds the 5,000. So if you're familiar with that story, then you know that Jesus was teaching and there was 5,000 men is what it says. So there was probably close to 8,000 to 10,000 people actually there. And Jesus tells his disciples to feed the people and they tell him, we don't have enough food. But then a little boy comes to Jesus with some loaves and fish, and Jesus prays over it and blesses it, and they start passing it out, and it's enough to feed everyone. Well, these people, a lot of them had been at that teaching, and so they had followed Jesus around the sea to be with him here to see if he would give them more bread. And so that's what he's referring to, is that Moses gave the people bread, but it wasn't actually God. It was Moses. It was God in the Old Testament who gave the people manna in the desert in the book of Exodus. And so he's saying that you're coming to me because you want this physical bread, but I am actually the bread of life, the bread that will feed you forever and ever. So some things about bread back then versus now. Right now we have white bread, which we know from all the blogs and all the media lately that isn't the healthiest thing for you. It actually is missing a lot of nutrients. And so a lot of people are trying to go back to artisan breads. They're trying to go back to whole wheat breads and things like that. But those types of breads were what was actually used back then. They used those artisan breads. That was their bread. They had the whole wheat natural bread. So bread was actually very nourishing and fulfilling back in the times of Jesus. So when he says, I'm the bread of life, he's talking about I'm what you need for sustenance. I'm what you need for nourishment. So as we're thinking about our schedules, Satan would have us believe that we're too busy. But Jesus is actually saying, I am what you need. Feed on me and I will help you through this crazy life. You need to make time for me. You need to cultivate a relationship with me. And that doesn't mean that we have to stop life to spend time with Jesus. A lot of times in our culture, we get the idea that you church on Sunday, which is really important. Going to church, having that community is so important. It's got me through so many hard times. But they have this thought that church on Sunday, and if you're going to spend time with Jesus during the week, it has to be a daily quiet time in the morning. But I'm telling you, Mama, it does not have to be that. Sometimes during the seasons of our lives when we're crazy busy with children, we don't have time in the morning. Sometimes our kids are getting up, or it's the only time we can get sleep because they're staying up late, or maybe you have little ones that are waking up in the middle of the night. So that may not work for the season of life that you're in right now. But Jesus still wants to meet with you in the crevices of your everyday life. So listening to the word like we talked about last week, or I'm just reading a verse at a time. So if you're a member of our email newsletter that goes out once a month, then you have the bookmark with the Bible reading plan, one chapter a week, two memory verses a month. Just maybe focus on one of those memory verses. Don't even worry about the chapters. Just tape the memory verse up around your house and focus on that. Because when my kids were little, that's what I did. I would lay out my Bible or write a verse on sticky notes and just leave that around my house. And I would just focus on that because that was all that I had time for. But I knew that I needed to be with Jesus no matter what it took. And so I met with him in the crevices of my life in that way. And that's really what he's saying here. You wouldn't pass up, or hopefully you wouldn't pass up, the food that brings you nourishment. You know to keep going for your family and for your responsibilities that you need physical nourishment, good food and physical food. Because if we eat junk all the time, then we know we're going down eventually. It's the same thing with our spiritual life. If we're only showing up once a week at church, and that's all that there is to our spiritual life, we're going to starve throughout the week. And Jesus is saying, I'm the bread of life. I am here and waiting for you to reach out and take me. He wants to be part of your daily life. Next, it's also interesting that as we're reading through these verses, it talks about how in verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Now, that can be really confusing, especially if you're new to Bible reading. But really, what he's talking about there is when he was crucified on the cross, he actually gave his life for ours. Because we all know, especially if you have children, when somebody does something wrong, there's an immediate thing that wells up inside us that wants justice. Even amongst our kids, as they call names to each other, as they hit each other, there's something innate inside of all of us that wants justice for that wrong done. And that's not wrong. God put that in the configuration of the world. He even tells us throughout the Bible that when we sin, when we break his law, justice has to be served. Just like you can see, your kids don't do well when their brother or sister gets away with whatever it was. It actually causes more trouble. The same thing is in the whole world's makeup. Justice needs to be served. Justice needs to happen. And so Jesus knew that we could never be perfect enough to have a clean relationship with God. So eventually God sent his son Jesus to come and take on our sins, take on our punishment so that justice could be served and we could walk in relationship with God. And so this is a gift that he gives us. This is what means when he says, "The gift I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." He laid down his life for ours so that we could walk in relationship with God. And so several times throughout this reading, it says that whoever believes in me will have eternal life. And we know from reading the whole Bible that part of that is also we need to believe in him. But then in Acts 2:38, after the people believed in Jesus, Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And I'm telling you, friends, that is what gets me through my days. Even today, as I was talking to my mom, I'm really tempted to say, "Oh my gosh, I am so tired. I do not have enough energy for what needs to happen today." But I told my mom I was going to start flipping the script in my head. And when I was tempted to say, "Oh my goodness, I am so tired and weary, I cannot get through this day," I would instead tell myself, "God's Spirit living inside me will empower me for what needs to happen today." And I will remember that his Spirit is actually living inside us. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of you today if you're a Christian and following him. That same power is living in you today. You have access to it if you'll just surrender to it and ask for help. I cannot tell you how many times it has helped me throughout my days. I survive. I want a t-shirt that says, "This mama survives on Jesus' prayer and the Holy Spirit," because that is so true. I lean into him frequently because I can't do this life on my own. But having that relationship with Jesus, feeding on him daily, even if in the crevices of my life, whether it's one verse or one chapter, that's what keeps me going. And then knowing his Spirit is living inside of me and will empower me to do what needs to be done today, that's what keeps me getting up every single day. The last thing we see, if you keep reading in chapter 6, Jesus goes on to talk about how the people need to eat his flesh. And that can get really, really confusing. Again, if you don't read to the end of the book of John. And so really what Jesus is talking about there is he is talking about when in the end of John, and we'll read about this in a month or two, when he institutes or prepares the Lord's Supper. Whenever he tells them that he's having the Lord's Supper, that they're to do this in remembrance of him, breaking the bread, taking the cup. And so we remember what Jesus did on the cross each Sunday by eating the Lord's Supper, by taking communion. And throughout the Old Testament, we see God giving the people celebrations to help them remember different occasions, like coming out of Egypt, like the Passover, whenever the angel of death passed over all the people. We even see Jesus in some of the chapters celebrating Hanukkah, which I thought was really cool. They don't call it Hanukkah in the Bible. I think they call it the Feast of Dedication, was what it was called here in a few chapters. But we see him celebrating those festivals that God instituted in the Old Testament to help the people remember what he did for them. And the same is true of the Lord's Supper. We take it every Sunday, at least in the church that I go to remember what Jesus did for us. Because we need help remembering. So often we forget. But this is why we celebrate anniversaries and birthdays and Thanksgiving and Veterans Days, to help us remember and not forget the things that have happened, these milestones in our lives and in the life of our country. And so we do the same thing with remembering what Jesus did for us. So as you're thinking about Jesus being the bread of life, remember he wants to give you nourishment. He gave his life for you, literally gave his life for you. And by accepting that free gift of his life and his resurrection, he wants to give you life. He wants to place his Holy Spirit inside you to help you through your days. And then we feed on him by taking the Lord's Supper, by taking communion, and continuing to remember even 2,000 years later what he did for us. So let's move on to our second O, where we open our hearts to God in prayer about what he's done for us. God, we just want to thank you for being the bread of life. So often down here, we are starving. We are hungry for something that will fill us up, whether it is something that will help us feel like we're enough or give us self-worth or fill those empty places in our soul. I thank you so much for being the bread of life, for being that person that promises to give us an identity and a purpose, for the one who promises to fill those empty places up with your nourishment and your truth. And I just pray that you will shut our ears to Satan's lies that tell us we are too busy to slow down and take a hold of the bread of life that you're offering. Help us to be hungry for it and help nothing else to satisfy us until we take time with you. Thank you so much for the free gift of your Son and for the gift of your Spirit that helps us through our days. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, friends, if you are thinking of ways to keep what we've learned today in your heart as we go throughout the rest of the month, I want you to spend time with Jesus today. Don't let Satan trick you into thinking you're too busy to spend time with Jesus. You are too busy not to spend time with him because you need that nourishment for your soul and for the souls of your kids, because you can't give them something you don't have yourself, and you need that nourishment for yourself and for them. Like I mentioned last month, it can just be listening to the Bible as you go throughout your day. So maybe you just pick up the newsletter with the Bible reading plan and you just plug into the YouVersion app and listen to the Bible as you go throughout your day. Maybe that's not your thing. So instead, you just download that Bible reading plan and just focus on the memory verses and post them where you can see them so that you can kind of think about them as you go throughout your day and in the crevices of everyday life. Because really what I want to help us all do is to cultivate a relationship with Jesus in the crevices of our everyday life. He doesn't expect you to give him long hours. He knows we're busy mamas, but he wants your heart and to walk with you throughout your days. So if you'd like to pick those up, you can go to taralcole.com/join, or you can grab the link in the show notes. I'd love to provide you with those free resources. As always, you all have a great month, and I'll see you back here next time. Bye-bye. To make sure you don't miss a single episode, please hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. If you found this podcast helpful, please leave a rating and review on iTunes to help others find Over a Cup and join us on this journey. Thank you.